Stone scrying, also known as crystal gazing, is a divination practice found throughout history. Embraced as a powerful psychic tool, scrying is used with the intention of receiving visions, clarity, or revelations, or simply to invite inspiration. It's a practice of seeing, looking deeply, entering a state where we are open to receive, and really paying attention to what is shown, spoken, or revealed to us through our intuitive senses. One of the most well-known forms of crystal scrying is done using a crystal ball. So I want to show you mine. I've had a few. This is my crystal ball here. And I have a little baby one here, which is so cute. Look how little it is. But you can also scry using a crystal or a stone that's not like a perfect ball. I've scryed with stones at Avebury, the ancient stone circle. I've also scryed in caves and using smaller crystals at home. So I love scrying with this one here. There's just so many different shapes to see. And this is another one I love using. It's like so many rainbow colors and different shapes and possibilities with this one. And even this one here with the different colors. Yeah, I do find crystals easier than stones, but you could definitely still scry with actual stones. You can also scry with like headlands, or if you're anywhere where you can, sometimes you can see faces in rock formations. So yeah, don't limit yourself to it having to be like a classic crystal ball. Okay, so I see scrying as another gateway for us to our intuition. So the crystal doesn't necessarily have magical powers of revealing the future. I mean, some people believe that. But the idea that I'm inviting us to explore is that it's another gateway for us to enter into a sacred space and merge with the sacred intelligence that is available to all of us and tends to exist beyond time. You'll find more details about how to do the scrying practice in the workbook, and I'm also going to talk you through just some basics now. So the first thing that you're going to want to do is to select your stone or crystal that you want to work with. The best types of stones and crystals to work with are ones that either have a reflective surface or are partially transparent, or ones that have like a lot of detail to them, so you'll be able to like see more in them. So you can use like a crystal ball like this one or smaller. But you can also use, this is a good example of like a reflective surface. So if you're working with, I often use like a tea light candle and light it behind it or in front of it, and then moving it slightly so you're kind of like seeing the different reflections in it. So the next step is to put in your request for guidance. So I often do this by imagining like from the center of my heart, asking the stone or crystal, like connecting with the spirit of the crystal and in asking it to reveal to me or to you anything that you're being called to see or know or remember about your particular question or topic. Next, you want to begin to soften your gaze and really connect with the stone or crystal. And so, often you'll do it with a tea light candle because it creates more reflection. And so as you are connecting with the stone or crystal, really softening your gaze, almost like you're merging with it. And so you can really like lose yourself in it and allow the stone or crystal to really become another, a portal to another world almost, like inviting the veils to lift, becoming one with it, really entering the mythic space, asking it to reveal to you what you most need to see, hear, feel, or experience. And as you do, just really notice the patterns that form. Trust whatever images that come to you. These could be external images that you actually see in the crystal or stone, but they can also be internal images or whispers or feelings or knowings. As you're scrying, try not to think about it too much. Try just to forget about, is this in my imagination or is this my guidance? Just enter into the space, enter into the unknown, imaginative, mythic space. Really letting it be, letting yourself like be open to possibility, open to playing, rather than being like strict and constraint and serious. And especially if you're trying it for the first time, really open your mind, open your heart, and ask the wisdom of the stone or crystal to reveal to you what you most need to see, hear, feel, or know. And then once you've done it, and sometimes I like doing it for about 5 minutes, sometimes like 20 minutes, sometimes even shorter than 5 minutes, you'll know how much by how much you receive and also just like how it feels. But maybe if you're trying it for the first time, just do it for once you've set it all up and you're gazing at the crystal, maybe do it for like 10 minutes. And you can even be jotting down things or drawing things that you see as you go along. And if you don't do it as you go along, at the end, I invite you to find the soul inquiry at the end of the workbook to really document your experience in this practice. But you could be writing the whole way through. You may be like me, where you receive through written word. And then at the end, you want to always thank the stone or crystal for supporting you in this practice. And if you feel called, then, you know, close the space however you feel called. But you can also like cleanse the objects, cleanse the space as well. So I'm going to do that now. Okay. I really encourage you to take your time with this practice. Allow the conditions to feel supportive around you. Maybe put on some gentle music or turn down the lights. And feel free to return to this practice as often as feels right. But don't be discouraged if you don't get big intuitive hits straight away. As I keep saying, working with the mysteries is subtle. So keep listening, keep looking, keep wondering. And keep yourself open to hearing the whispers.